That is a beautiful song. That song brings back lots of memories from my childhood, from my youth years. We had a DS when I was young named Paul Marchbanks, Reverend Paul Marchbanks. And he had a booming baritone, little guy with a booming baritone voice that sang that song. And it was so moving. So anytime I hear that tune, that's who I think of. Told a story about him once before at a church I was preaching at in Knoxville. Pretty big crowd there at Lenoncini. And I mentioned him as part of my sermon. And lo and behold, after the service, he came up and spoke to me. I didn't know he was there. I hadn't seen him in probably 30 years. But just a man that meant a whole lot to me. And again, if you listen to the words of the song, if you listen to the last line of that last verse, man, God can use all of us. He can use each one of us. If you can't preach like Peter, if you can't pray like Paul, just tell the love of Jesus and say he died for us all. There's a sermon in that one line right there. Amen? Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, choir. Man, that means a lot. This morning, I'm going to read a bunch of scripture here in a sec. I'm going to read more verses than I normally do. But to make this story that I'm going to tell you today make sense, we need some context. We need some background. Usually, I preach about 10 minutes per verse. Today, I'm reading 39 verses, 38 verses. I won't do 10 minutes a verse today, okay? But Rod is leaving. No. but this morning, again, I wanted to get the whole context of this beautiful story. So I want to read each of these verses, and it's going to come from John 9, and I'm going to read the first 38 verses. As he walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's work might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the slop, spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am he." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered them, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees this man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, then I washed them, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." Others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him?" "It was your eyes he opened." He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received the sight and asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he see now?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "But I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know is that I was blind. Now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he make open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you not want to hear it again? Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple? But we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses. But as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here's an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to the one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world has begun has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sin, and you are trying to teach us?" And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me so I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking to you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. And this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for opening our eyes. Lord, thank you so much for this scripture, Lord. Thank you for being the God of miracles. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, your words flow through me. Lord, the folks here, the folks listening online, they receive the message that can only come from you. In Jesus' name, amen. "I am the light of the world." Those are Jesus' words. In this scripture, we see the healing and salvation of a poor blind man. And Jesus' light shining brightly. You see, Jesus is the light of the world. If you find that you're in darkness this morning, there's only one source of light, and that is Jesus. There's only one source of light, because Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." This morning, I want us to concentrate on three parts of this story. I want us to concentrate on misery, because it talks about the misery of a blind man. I want us to talk about ministry, because this story talks about the ministry of a sovereign God. And I want us to talk about miracles. The message of a miracle. The first thing is the misery of a blind man. Being blind, I can't imagine how terrible it would be not to see the beauty of this world. Not to see that creek full. Not to see the dogwoods bloomed. Not to see each of you. I can't imagine how terrible that would be. To never have seen a sunset. The face of a child. I can't imagine how terrible. Yet this man had lived his whole entire life in a state of darkness. From his birth. The scriptures indicate that the man was born not only with a disability, but also born in poverty. Not only could he see, he had to beg. He tells Jesus tells the disciples that the man's disability was allowed by God so God could get glory from the man's life. Go back to the last word of that hymn we just sung as a special. Even if you can't preach like Peter or pray like Paul, He can use you. He can use a blind man born in poverty to show glory to the Father. He can use you. The man was begging. The way he got his food, he couldn't get employment because of his disability. So he was sitting there begging, trying to get enough to eat. So that's the situation we find this man in today. Before he met Jesus. Before he met Jesus, we see where this man is. And then along comes Jesus. Again, we've got a blind beggar. And Jesus shows up. Man, have you ever seen Jesus show up just at the right time? Have you ever been blind and hurting and begging and Jesus shows up at that time? You see, it happens because we serve a sovereign God and we participate in, we're a part of the ministry of a sovereign God. You see, that day, the blind man was exposed to the light. He was exposed to the light of Jesus. When Jesus passed by, the man's life was forever changed. You see, Jesus first healed him from his physical disabilities. He healed him from his blindness. But when he comes to the sinner, he uses his power to save us from our sins. That's the Jesus that we know. That's the light of the world. You see, the blind man that day was exposed to the light. Notice one thing about this story, and again, one of the reasons why I want to read this whole story is notice that when the people ask him, he never mentioned that Jesus spit into the dirt. And I didn't give a lot of thought to it, but when I read it this time, the reason why is he didn't see him do that. He was still blind. He didn't know how Jesus healed him. He knew that he put something on his eyes and he told him to go wash. He was blind. His eyes were irritated and Jesus told him to go wash. You see, when he comes to us with his convicting power, he causes irritation in our heart and soul. He causes us to want to see Him as the Savior of the world. And He touches us. He touches us. He heals us. Has Jesus passed your way? Has He touched you? Has He healed you? You see, after Jesus exposed this man to the physical light, he began to lead him through a series of events that brought him face to face with who Jesus really is and why Jesus really came to earth. Being able to see with these physical eyes is never enough. We must also come to the place where we're able to spiritually see the truth. Verse 10 through 12 says, a man called Jesus. He knew that it was a man called Jesus who had healed him. When the people asked him, he said it was a man called Jesus. They asked who he was. He said, I'm not sure. I know he's a prophet. When the Pharisees heard of the miracle, they called for the blind man to come to tell him what happened. And all they could see, they were so spiritually blind, they couldn't see the miracle of a man being able to see. They could just see somebody who did something on the Sabbath they weren't supposed to. That's how blind the Pharisees were. You see, this story has more than just one blind person in it. Again, while he was physically blind, the Pharisees were spiritually blind. Again, all they could see was the negative part of this. They didn't see it as a miracle. They didn't see it coming from God. And then when they asked him again, he said, he is a man of God. Because God listened to him. And then he says, he is the Son of God. He is the man of God. He is the Son of God. Jesus comes to the man personally, and when he does, he reveals his true identity. He tells the man why he really came, not for his physical disability, but for his spiritual disability. See, this morning we're all spiritually disabled. We all let sin get in the way of our sight of the true Savior, and we don't see miracles that happen in our lives every day. We don't give thanks to God for everything that we receive. You see, we have to take time and have to see that he is the Son of God. You see, this blind man, he now sees Jesus as the one who is worthy of faith and worship. He sees him for who he truly is. What happened to him after he left the Pharisees? What happened? They kicked him out. They expelled him. They didn't want to hear about Jesus. They were so caught up in their own way of life. They were so spiritually blind. They thought they had everything figured out. They didn't want to hear about a miracle. Especially a miracle that occurred on the Sabbath. He left the synagogue knowing he'd been spiritually healed. But he left the church being rejected. But you see, as he left, he left excited about his life. For the first time in a long time, he was excited about his life. He had been healed. The man had been healed. At this point in his spiritual journey, he was probably not a theologian. He wasn't sure exactly what happened or how it happened, but he knew that Jesus had touched him personally. He knew that he was blind. He was begging. He knew that spiritually he had no hope until Jesus passed his way. See, that's the message of this miracle. The message of the miracle is that Jesus is the shining light of the world. If we're spiritually blind, the only way that we'll be able to see is for Jesus to pass our way and for us to notice him, for us to ask him to heal us spiritually. You see, he's still doing it today. You see, Jesus came to save the world. He's the light of the world. He came for salvation. Again, the folks of that day, the Pharisees, all the folks were looking for a Messiah to come and relieve them from their circumstances. They wanted to be relieved from the rule of the Romans. What Jesus reveals in this miracle is he came for a much greater purpose. He came to relieve them spiritually. He came to take away their sins. And today he's doing the same thing for us. He's opening our eyes so we can see that he is the light of the world. And if we want to be saved, we need to accept him as our Lord and Savior. You see, Jesus is a seeking light. He's a seeking light that's seeking you right now. You see, it may be the case that your religion or someone's religion has gotten in the way of their relationship with Jesus Christ. Sometimes religion can do that. Sometimes our religion gets in the way of what God's calling us to do because it may not seem exactly the way we think it should. But you see, we serve Jesus. He's our Lord and Savior. And he serves us in ways that we've never thought of. Again, he's looking for us here today. You see, Jesus is the saving light. Jesus is here today to save us from our sins. He's here today so that we can see his light. You see, that day, the blind man who had been blind from birth and born into poverty didn't only get relieved from his physical ailment. He was healed spiritually. Now he could follow the Messiah. He knew exactly who had healed him. This morning, do you know who's healed you? Do you know who's taken away your sins? See, that morning when the man got up, I don't think he probably was thinking that, hey, you know what, I'm going to be healed today. He'd been doing the same thing for years. That morning, Jesus passed by. As you look in the world today, do you see misery? Is there any misery out there? If you see misery, it's time for us to do some ministry. And we look at the world, we say, we can't solve every problem in the world. Well, we can't, but I know who can. I know who can. You see, ministry is simply putting what God's called us to do and lifting it up to Him and walking with Him and telling everybody that He loves them, that He died for them. Again, the last line in that hymn we sing is a special. Even if we can't preach like Peter or pray like Paul, we can look people in the eye and tell them that God loves them. And He came and He died for our sins. Are you ready to do some ministry? Because when you do, when we are ready, when we see misery, we see a way to relieve that misery through ministry, then we've got to be ready to see miracles. Because miracles are still happening today. Jesus Christ is still in the miracle business today. He's still healing people from their blindness. He's still saving souls today. You see, Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light of the world. Are you ready to put your faith and your trust in Him? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending your light. Lord, we're all blind at times. Lord, we can't see. We let too many things get in the way of seeing all the wonderful things that you're doing in our lives, Lord, and all the things that you're calling us to. Lord, this morning I just pray that, Lord, you use us. Lord, you can use anything. Use me. This morning, Lord, if there's anyone here, anyone listening online that don't have a relationship with you, that hasn't seen the saving light of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that you open their eyes this morning. Lord, and they come to a knowing, loving relationship and become ready to do ministry and see miracles. Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.